This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
Hello, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the World Wide Web. And as you can hear, I'm not William English, I'm Dan Wilson. And today's show is actually produced by and the brainchild of Samuel Robinson, a.k.a. Kalu. And Sam is here. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Dan. Nice to be with you.
No, it's nice of you to contribute this interesting intervention into William English's Wavelength. William's not here, and he's given you carte blanche to
Is it blanche? Blanche sounds like a really anglicised version of the word, but maybe it's right. You're probably check. Right. Maybe it is the right one. But because you have maybe a perception that it must be wrong because.
My pronunciation is never quite on point, but
it's better than Americans say niche for niche, and I'm sure
that's irritating.
But at the same time, if it basically at some point, right, it becomes the word. So does it matter about the origins if you know it means the same thing and you're saying niche? I guess it doesn't really. But the problem is, could care less really is a problem because when you say you could care less, that is fundamentally the opposite of what you're trying to
say. Really weird one, and I think it doesn't matter how much you say that will always be a weird meaning that doesn't quite make sense. Anyway, we hope our meanings do make sense today. Sam, explain a bit about this project, because I know that the reason I'm here as a kind of interviewer, I suppose, to probe your processes into this, is because in October 2021 we did a show together. In fact, it was one of the earliest shows to be produced in a new resonance space or temporary resonance space that was on Borough Road, and we were talking about chain composition. And chain composition is almost like in literature it's called exquisite corpse, and it's where you take the ending of one person's contribution and elaborate on that a bit and add things and develop it. And then someone else takes the chain and so on and so on. And you end up with a kind of piece that's a composite of all different people's thought processes and compositional ideas and energies. And it's quite an interesting idea. We discussed it in passing in October 2021. And now you've actually completed an experiment, haven't you, here?
Yeah, it's exactly, Dan. That's kind of the area that I started to get more interested in, very much like seeing the process. So part of my interest is in the enjoyment of creating and the satisfaction and collaboration there. But what I then became a bit more interested in is being able to see the inner workings of production and being able to embrace those as of being of equal value to the final, I don't want to say product, it always sounds so commercial, the final piece. So that's an interesting aspect to me. And it became more interesting when a friend, Emily, who was part of this chain composition, sent me a few voice messages on WhatsApp. Doesn't matter the platform, other platforms. This isn't the BBC, is it? But we can say other social media networks.
You can say WhatsApp. I mean, in fact, the technologies that we use are part of the process as well. So
I know, I'm just being silly.
And also, in the future, if this is ever repeated, I mean, at the moment it's 2023. It's January 2023, I should say. And in the future, it's quite quaint to hear of the technologies that we're using when WhatsApp is superseded by whatever's being used in years to come.
Yeah, so Emily was Emily sends me like a treasure trove of creative ideas flow my way from Emily's mind and creative ability. But in this instance, I think it was around last year, September 22, and Emily sent three pieces in quick succession, and they were each building upon each other, but the iteration didn't exclude the kind of verbal workings out and what in inverted commas not mistakes but the finding the way that they wanted to proceed with this. So there's three pieces, and in this in when you're recording something, so a lot of the time you're like, if you've got a mic on, you're like, oh, let me just start this, and you think take those parts out in the next iteration because that's not necessarily part of the composition. But in terms of this, each, what would you call them, those
each iteration, really, each layer,
each each layer maintained the parts that one wouldn't necessarily traditionally consider a part of the composition. It's like,
so it's like all the fiddly thought processes and all the kind of offhand remarks and things are all in the mix as well.
Yeah, and that prompted me to think about, like, really, again, more demystifying the production process, but also taking pleasure in hearing how an artist or how someone, anyone being creative, gets to that point. Like, there is a genuine satisfaction for me in that. So I thought maybe we could play those three messages to give you a proper sense of what ultimately inspired this program. Should we play that now?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
All right, we try this. And then I must get ready to get on with my day. Right. Take some time to figure out what's next in life. Look for signs that help define the things that help soothe your mind. The months go fast, but the days go slow. 90-degree turn. A new path, sure. So many days wasted, yet undoubtedly well spent. Conflicting, jarring memories. Well, I don't know the end of that. Let's see. Conflicting, jarring. That was even worse. Didn't like that end, but whatever. Right, now I have to do it again, and then I have to find the notes, and then I have to start the voice note. Okay. All right, so we try this. And then I must get ready to get on with my day. Right.
Take some time to figure out what's next in life. You look for signs that help define the things that help soothe your mind. The months go fast, but the days go slow. 90-degree turns and you pass. So many days wasted, yet undoubtedly well spent. Conflicting, jarring memories.
Oh dear. Well, I don't know the end of that. Let's see.
Conflicting, jarring memories.
worse. Yeah, that was even worse.
Didn't like that end, but
well. Oh well. I'm trying to add a third harmony. It's possible.
All right, so we try this.
So
it's ready. Get on with it, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be late.
Take some time to figure out what's next in line for you. Look for signs that help define the things that help soothe your mind. The moments go fast,
but the days go slow.
I can't work this out.
90-degree turn. A new path showed. So many days wasted, yet undoubtedly was.
Oh my god, oh well.
Conflicting your inner memories.
Oh dear.
Conflicting your
oh well.
That was quite intimate, wasn't it? That was quite an intimate. All the little blah, blah, blah that she did as well, which is very anti-production almost. It's like you hear the cracks in the production and the actual. You hear more than the production. I mean, this is an interesting process because I often think that some of the most interesting recordings would be to hear the. Like, imagine if the Italian futurists were playing in London in 1914. What you really want is the audience and the backstage rehearsal banter. You want to hear how it was received between, you know, like the osmosis between the kind of music hall establishment and the. You want to hear the background, basically. Andy Warhol's factory. You'd like to hear all the, you know, it's more interesting to hear all the kind of conversations rather than the artworks that were produced, which are quite banal in a way.
What does osmosis mean?
The osmosis between two different.
What does it mean, osmosis?
Did I say that?
Yep.
I can't even remember what context I used it in now.
This questioning is part of what I'm interested in. Like I could ask this question off air, but I'm interested to hear.
Oh yeah, normally this would be edited out.
This would be edited out, but this is not going to be edited out. But I'm curious whether you can define the word osmosis.
Yeah, osmosis. Well, I think it has chemical origins between. It's when there's a permeation of something between two separate vessels. So it's like when osmosis of ideas. It's a transfer of ideas between two different people, two different scenes, genres. Even, you know, osmosis is a kind of permeation of culture between things. That's how I use it, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, these are recordings that I think Emily was probably doing on the computer. What I got was just the phone next to the computer playing, recording both. Well, I'm not sure, actually. Maybe.
They're not even EQ'd, are they? They're very raw.
No, I imagine it's recording into a door and then playing it back and then playing on top of that. A digital audio workstation.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Yeah.
She also could have incorporated like a door and played through a door for some kind of. That sounds like something you would do, I think, to use a door to like see what.
Yeah, I love objects and recording through objects.
Would it be more useful to have a hollow door than a solid door?
Yeah, a hollow door would be like a filter. It'd have its own resonant frequency. Yeah. That would be quite interesting. Yeah.
So the magic is that I find that the. Oh no, I need to do this. Actually, that didn't work. Or here we go. And that being in the second iteration, in the third, and it builds, and it's kind of like this orchestral kind of inner workings that really create like sonic intrigue. If the piece were just straightforward, I would say, oh, it's beautiful. You sing very well. You'll be playing well. You can write a good tune. But this, for me, adds to the interest in it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is almost like Emily was doing her own chain composition with herself there. And your chain composition process incorporates other people, a circle of acquaintances or collaborators that you've assembled.
Well, we talked about vertical and horizontal composition last time we spoke. And like, if you think about what Emily's doing here, this is a vertical composition, right? It's building layers on top of each other,
stacking up, multi-tracking.
But maintaining all elements of the first, so not refining it. And I was really curious in trying to replicate that. And Emily mentioned, oh, we should do a show for Resonance. And so I got really keen, as I do, and thought, well, let's try and do it with multiple sound artists and create that. But what I wanted to do was try to really encourage the contributors to be fast and raw with the compositions. Spontaneous and as I say, to keep in kind of all these workings.
And presumably, though, in this case, there was a more horizontal approach, like stringing together the beads of the composition rather than stacking them up over and over again on top of each other.
Yeah, ultimately, that's how it became more of a horizontal composition. I think what I learn about trying to facilitate a kind of collective composition is that while I want to leave a lot of room for things, one needs to be, maybe this is something we can talk about a bit more after we listen to it, but quite prescriptive to a degree in order to kind of realize the creative idea and also be quite disciplined and with what you provide as the initial material to work off. So, yeah, I thought we would build on top. I thought, okay, let's start this off and I'll create something really quick and relatively like minimal as a source material for the next person to build.
It's like
to build
the seed idea that you've started with, then what comes from that is based on that first generation.
But ultimately, I think maybe because it was a bit busy and because I wasn't able necessarily to translate what Emily did into a brief for others, including myself, it became more of a horizontal composition akin to a kind of exquisite corpse, like
Let's hear it. I mean, I'm interested to see now how you've managed to string these all together, because I've done one contribution. I know that I've
you
heard.
Have. So I started, I made a short piece in the library very quickly. Let's produce something very instinctive and then passed it to you. And the brief was, take what you want from it, incorporate some aspects of this composition into your own composition. Maybe you can say, Dan, how did you interpret what I asked you to do?
Yeah, so I think I was the second contributor, wasn't I?
You were.
So you were the first, and then I heard what you'd done, and I did a bit of both horizontal and vertical stacking. So there's a bit of multi-tracking there, but also running your sounds through spring reverb boxes and things. Yeah, so and then I was interested to know how the next person would then interpret my thing and what they'd remove and what they'd keep and what would happen there. So yeah, let's hear it.
Before we play it, I took these pieces took the individual pieces once I'd get them back from the person that produced it, and then once I had them all, I assembled them together, so they kind of are slightly weaved and they weave together relatively cohesively, because there's DNA from each in a way in the preceding piece.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, the thread of DNA that goes through all the chains.
Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces altogether.
Quite
in this.
Organic term as well.
Yeah. All right, so should we play organic it?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah,
go. To see a physician on Monday. The court ordered him to be checked out by a physician right away. He was taken from the jail to Kaiser Permanente. It was recommended that he require treatment for many weeks for the loss of his equilibrium.
and check out my physician right away. To see a physician on Monday.
Thank you. Kabbalist climbs up to the temple. He puts on the solar tiara surmounted by a ram's horn. He appears borne down by amulets, gleaming gemstones, precious enamels. All this ablaze like a brazier. It is beautiful. Its beauty fit to baffle barbarous hearts who have never seen a king on fire. A statue of human flesh that shoots forth flame without being consumed.
Fox called out to the forest, to the trees and the leaves, to the beetles and the rabbits, to the tangle of thorns and the life he had left behind. Where did Star go? He stayed still, listening to the noises of the forest, watching the leaves settle on the ground. When the leaves had settled, he said, "Look up, beyond your ears." Fox could not believe there were so many stars. His heart was full of happiness. He knew that somewhere out there was a star that was once his. And beneath the blazing sky of stars, Fox made his way through the forest.
We're going to the dentist. We're going to the dentist.
We gotta go to the dentist today, bud.
Why? No, I just don't want to
get it. Every 6 months, you gotta get your teeth cleaned.
No.
Is a vowel sound made with the jaw open, the lips relaxed, and the tongue slightly back. It is such an open sound that your dentist will ask you to make it in order to see inside your mouth. All together then, open wide, ah.
Ah.
Ah. Ah.
So I do see a couple of items there that I'm going to have to remove, okay? Yeah, I'm not too sure what you were doing. I'm first going to apply a cleansing spray. And now I'm carefully just going to pull that out.
You. have a secret, and
yeah, I've never so told I anyone do have before, not so much of a secret per se, but I kind of wouldn't.
When I was younger,
people knowing about it, thing, so I guess yeah, it's kind of private.
I would.
So in that sense, try it's a secret,
to
yeah,
do my best to say
this.
My secret. I don't know if I really want to say it. I guess it started when
a very hard ending there for quite an ambient beginning. It's like a bit techno-y almost there.
Yes. I mean, while the piece that was produced ultimately wasn't so in line with what I was going for, I think there's...
Well, in what way? What I mean, I noticed there were some very harsh points where it seemed like all the previous material had just been abandoned, and it's almost like someone had done a completely new piece. There were quite sharp breaks at some points.
I think I can hear in each contribution some trace elements of the previous piece. And it's interesting because the previous pieces, as it goes along, there's trace elements of all the previous pieces in a sense, because they're all being
it's
influenced
almost like
by the preceding piece.
Like a psychic continuum between all the pieces, holding them together. Even when the bits have been quite severely treated or just abandoned, there's still a... You can still say it's triggered by the previous iteration. So there's always a thread that holds them all together there.
An interesting thing might have been if I were to do this type of piece again, there would be stricter, do it in 30 minutes, do it in an hour. That's all the time you have. You can't labour this. So every decisions need to be more instinctive. And maybe if you have a limited time, you don't necessarily have time to go back and delete you working it out. But then at the same time, not everyone... is like Emily and verbalizing what they're doing while they're making.
Yeah. I mean, the one that approaches that most closely is actually the contribution by our friend Milo, who's also a Resonance Wavelength contributor as well. He's been on William's show a few times, and he's kind of, you can hear all the handling noise, and he's put a phone speaker in his mouth, I think, and filtered the previous contribution through an acoustic process.
But those are very deliberate creative choices, aren't they? Although, as I was thinking, well, maybe for Emily, I mean, I think Emily's conscious enough that she recognises that there's the verbal processing in part two and part three as well. But then again, I'm not sure how much that is a creative decision and how much it's just, oh, I just didn't get around to deleting that because it's not that important. Or Emily appreciates the sonic intrigue.
I mean, some people would be a bit shy about including all the verbal talking to yourself aspects of it, like the humming and pom 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 pom, all the kind of ticks and
might be interesting to create kind of verbal symposium, like next time there is it's just your voice that you can use.
There's a adaptation of M.R. James's Whistle and I'll Come to You from the 1960s by Jonathan Miller, and the actor Michael Horden, who plays the eccentric professor, has a lot of verbal tics throughout the film. In fact, most of the dialogue is him going pom pom pom, aha, inscriptions and things like that. So it's interesting that that kind of dialogue can, it's an effective film, very effective film, it's quite well regarded, and it's interesting that that kind of dialogue can itself carry a film, things that you'd normally throw away and think of kind of as a inconsequential muttering. So I know that you've got another piece included on this, which is the explanations from each contributor. But before we play that, is there anything else you'd like to add about the whole, about the show, about the process?
No, I think we've covered it. But yeah, what I was interested in as well was understanding the process that people went through when producing this. So how did they approach the task of creating their contribution, and what was their process? So I asked each person to record a short voice note detailing that, and have weaved it in with a short segment of their composition, which we can hear now.
That's quite a nice appendix for the piece.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear that then. Hello, Sam. I hope you're doing well. You had a kind of Tannoy news announcement thing, which I found really interesting. I've taken a little snippets of that Tannoy announcement. And then I quite like the ambient pads that you had going as well. So I set arbitrary loop points on those and played them an octave apart. And when you do that to a sound, it creates, or it reveals rather, little patterns and rhythmic flourishes, which can be quite enjoyable. So that was the main part of that. Oh, and it's run through some acoustic chambers and springs as well to give it a more lively acoustical type sound. At the same time, I was keen not to overload it too much, aware that there will be more contributors, more iterations of the piece. That's my contribution.
The main objective that I had when I started working on this piece was to add some texture in the form of sound recordings that I've made over the years from various locations, to add a bit of humanity, perhaps, to the recordings. It was in two kind of semi-distinct sections, the recording, as it came to me. They each had what felt like distinct personalities to me, so I tried to match up a little bit the recordings I used with the personality of the sections. Every day, Elagabalus climbs up to the temple. And then he puts on the added a little section on at the end myself. The music is something that I've had in my collection for a little while, and I like the change, the sudden change in atmosphere that it brings. The kind of denouement to a fairly simple three-part structure.
So I started the process by listening to the piece before, sitting with it for a bit after the initial listen through, and then going back and listening to it again and taking notes about like the images and the ideas and the thoughts that were arising. And then from those ideas and images and thoughts, I created a structure, kind of a flow of like what journey I wanted the listener to go on. And then I went to a backyard store and just started playing with wind chimes. And it was raining outside, so it was extra fun and cozy. And I also downloaded one of the apps on the phones that you can get that are like synthesizer music creators, and created some music for underscoring. And I knew that I wanted to use some sort of text about stars.
Fox could not believe there were so many stars.
And initially there was another piece of text from The Little Prince, but I ultimately went with The Fox and the Star because that just felt more in flow with what was being created and what was emerging. After that, I just kind of spliced it all together and played around for a bit in Audacity, and it became a thing.
We gotta go to the dentist today, bud.
Why? No!
Every 6 months you gotta get your teeth cleaned.
So my idea was to take the audio that I received out of its own world and have it feature as a piece of recorded audio within a completely different sound work. My interpretation also features about four pieces of found media, all to do with going to the dentist. And I developed an idea about having swallowed a device that was playing the sound I'd received and having to get it removed.
I went through the sample, selected elements from the sample that I thought were appropriate to use, made either looping, warp MIDI instruments for them, drum kits, or one-shot MIDI sample triggers. Then I just looped that up and doubled it as I added sections. And I would demo sections and take sections away as appropriate. Then after doing all that, I found out the key of that overall progression, added some strings, one that was arpeggiated kind of funnily. Well, actually no, it was a MIDI delay in some kind of configuration.
So, I have a secret, and
I've never told anyone before. Not so much of a secret, but
do you want to be in this voice note with me? It's for my friend, for a chain piece.
I'm just quickly gonna. so I'm really late. It depends.
Okay.
But I'd love to usually. I'm really.
What are you looking for?
Real quickly, where's that £20 note?
I put it. Oh fuck. Yeah. Where did I put it? I put it somewhere. I didn't put it. Well, I'll run and get you my own 20.
Why did you say it was in here?
It was, and then I put it somewhere where I thought was more sensible. And then, actually, I don't think.
Is that okay?
I did my mix while I was visiting London for a few days. I normally live in Berlin. And I got the track from Sam and I was hanging out at a library for a couple of hours and made like the initial beat. And then the next day I had like an hour before going to the airport, and I sat down and I set a timer and I was just like, let's pump this out. So yeah, it was fun.
Wow, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Wow. Walk rocking.
Sorry. yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I especially enjoyed Emily's contribution. I asked for the contribution, I got this, and then I realized this is just better than an actual...
So it was Emily really that sparked on the idea of this?
Emily was the spark for this idea. Emily was the instigator of doing another show. I'm not sure again how...
Oh, a future show on Wavelength.
Well, this show, this program.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, interesting. Well, so, yeah, thanks to Emily then.
Yeah, thanks,
Emily. Does she have a stage name, or does she have a website, Instagram, or SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Bandcamp?
All of the above, probably. And under Total Legend is the hashtag, at Total Legend.
Yeah, but that... But
that's not true. I don't know who has that handle. Don't seek that out.
It's probably some awful entrepreneur who's trying to...
No, I don't know what Emily's social media handles are.
Oh, well, that's a bit obscure.
Why?
It means nobody, if anyone's interested that's listening to this, they can't find any information out about all the contributors or the instigator even.
No.
Maybe that's the way it should be, an experience.
Yes.
No, further prying.
Well, that was how it used to be, didn't it? In the pre-internet days, you'd have to do...
I'd hear things on the radio.
You'd do some
work,
wouldn't
you?
You'd write to Sam at Resonance, at wherever Resonance's address is now, and hope that
I heard something between. I heard something between 11 o'clock and 2 p.m. It sounded like it was a marching band.
Exactly. It's
mariachi style. I was wondering if you could give me a lead on that. Yeah, I remember those days. I'm old enough to remember those days. Actually, can we cut all this?
No, we're only keeping that a solemn note in. right, okay. So contributors in that piece were... I started it. Dan, you were next. Then the third piece was Laurie. Fourth was Key. The fifth was Milo. Sixth was Harney. Seventh was Emily. And finished with the last piece by Ben. So thank you to all the contributors. Dan, thank you so much for having me. It's been like a pleasure to...
Well, it's William who really wanted to, you know, hand the helm of Wavelength to you to explore this idea that you so tantalizingly hinted at in October 2021.
Yeah. But yeah, so William, thank you, if you're listening, for the space to create and broadcast.
Yeah, thanks, William. And tune in next week when there'll be more eclectic emissions on William English's Wavelength.
It's hard to detach the word emissions, I think, from pollution. Is there another word?
Oh, God.
Might just be me. Like, what do you
effusions.
Think?
Effusions.
When you hear emissions,
effusions.
Do you think pollution?
Effusions. Let's say effusions.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but...
Because effusions is more like effusive. There's something happy going on. There's something communicative going on.
Okay.
Are you going to leave all this in as well?
Yep. It's in line with the show.
It's in the philosophy of
the
show.
It's in the philosophy of the show, exactly.
Yeah, the fingerprints. You know the early Wallace and Gromits, when you could see the fingerprints on the puppets?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the really early Wallace, the early Aardman animations, where sometimes you'd see all this kind of momentary fingerprints on the plasticine.
How can... Oh, I mean, the TV, the fidelity of the TV, the definition, sorry, of the TV was not good enough that I would imagine that you'd be able to see.
Oh, yeah, in those days. Yeah, on terrestrial TV in those days. I mean, I suppose it was all a bit blurred anyway and masked, but yeah.
I was just watching some stuff about old games consoles, and they were talking about like how they would advertise it as almost VHS quality, and it's like such funny marketing.
Yeah. Well, now that's come back again. I mean, now people want the VHS quality, the vaporwave. It's time to just fade this out.
Just fade out our talking.
Without any final cut, it's just no good. We've said bye already. We said bye about a minute ago now, so just fade this out.
Thank you for listening, anyone out there. And I'd say if you're interested in more of my work, you can find it at kalou.co.uk, which is kalou.co.uk.
And be sure to purchase a copy of The Sculpture Garden, which was featured on a very old wavelength just before the pandemic, I think, 2020, one of your cassette pieces, which I contributed to.
You did.
And which William played.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you heard, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.